I'm Chris Massini with Spokane Public Radio, and this is Northwest Arts Review, and I'm here with members from Emerge Coeur d'Alene, Jenny Hegsted, Ronaldo Gil Zambrano, and Alexandra Yosub. So, Jenny, let's start with you. Give us a little background of what is Emerge Coeur d'Alene, and what do you guys do?
So Emerge Coeur d'Alene is a collective community arts program that was started because myself and other people working in the arts in Coeur d'Alene recognized that there was no platform for aspiring artists to show in a professional setting. And we, you know, there were the coffee shop settings, and then skip ahead to the for-profit gallery spaces along Sherman, but no in between. And so the work from the up-and-coming artists wasn't being taken serious and being validated through a gallery space. So that was a huge reason why we started Emerge, to start showing these artists. The other being creating that space for artists to build community, to build relationships, to find other collaborations and opportunities to make work, whether it be with other artists or, you know, trying to get them into galleries. We also offer studio spaces that artists can create out of, and then we have classroom spaces as well. So all of the arts programming that is at Emerge is kept very affordable, so that anybody that is seeking to learn more about the arts or try out different art forms will have it accessible to them.
And where's your location in Coeur d'Alene?
We are just a couple blocks off Sherman, off the main street in downtown Coeur d'Alene at 208 North 4th Street.
So, Alexandra, let's start with you. Tell us about your work and how you're involved with Emerge Coeur d'Alene.
It's actually a very funny story, because I was a member of MakerPoint Studios in Sandpoint. And, of course, makerspaces are friends with each other. And Gizmo in Coeur d'Alene knew about MakerPoint. And Barbara saw me at MakerPoint and said, "Hey, I know you're an artist. There's this show at Emerge. You should probably show there," and put me in touch with Jenny. And that's how I got involved. I have shown there several times. I had a solo show there, and I taught classes there.
And what is your medium? What kind of art do you make?
I actually use a lot of media as vocabulary. Every medium is its own language, and it depends on what I'm trying to say. I have done printmaking, I do painting, I draw. Drawing is my first love. I do woodwork, and I have started making jewelry just recently.
So for you as an emerging artist, what does Emerge offer to you? How has it helped you grow or evolve as an artist?
I'm not sure I really consider myself an emerging artist per se, because I've been doing this for so many years, but I moved into the area recently, and each area has its own art world that you have to have a way to get into, and Emerge was that my doorway into the art world here in the Northwest.
So Ronaldo Gil Zambrano is here, so give us a little background of your involvement with Emerge.
I finished grad school at UoBy in Moscow in 2017. In one of my shows, Art Spirit, I was introduced to Jenny. I was developing a program or an event at the University of Idaho, which is called the Vandal Steamroller Project. I'm a printmaker, I'm a drawer, so I do a lot of relief printing. One of the main things about printmaking that I really enjoy is to develop projects that can bring people together, a communal collaboration, in order to create a visual narrative for a final product that will be the print. So that process, I wanted to take it inspired by James Bailey project with a steamroller, an asphalt roller that he does in Montana. I wanted to bring it to U of I. So I did it at the University of Idaho, and Jenny was very excited for that event. So she offered me an opportunity to develop that event in association with the Merge and bring more local artists to collaborate and do relief printing and celebrate what the relief printing is.
So that was the event that happened just earlier this month, right, with the steamrolling printmaking. So what are some other events coming up that you have for the community or for artists who want to get involved?
So we always have programming to get involved in at Emerge. We've started having several events throughout the month that are, again, kind of building artist community. So we have open print night once a month at Emerge. We have open poetry jam that happens once a month. We have our art openings once a month for second Friday during our art walk downtown Coeur d'Alene. The next show that we'll be opening is our Vecino show, and that is part of our celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, so that's exciting. And we have a whole 6 weeks of programming that we do in partnership with our Human Rights Education Institute to celebrate that month.
So you mentioned a lot of the services that you offer for artists, like studio space and gallery space and classes. So tell me about that experience and, you know, what it was like to use the space at Emerge.
The way that I see Emerge is oasis in Coeur d'Alene or in the region, where most of the people's appreciation for art goes for the typical landscape and the still lives and the animal pictures that are, you know, very recognizable. I feel that Emerge is also pushing contemporary art that somehow is not shown in any other places. So the ranges of work that are being submitted there go from things that are more exploratory, like printmaking or relief printing that is being turned into animation, installation work that goes beyond like a wall, things that somehow take more than two or three people to confect like one specific piece, and things like that that somehow are breaking a little bit of the traditional artwork that is somehow being shown anywhere else. So I feel that the oasis that Emerge is representing right there is something that really like help out like new generations to pursue and feel included into what the artwork it is.
Have you done any other things besides the steamroller printmaking event? Or
yeah, I had the opportunity to be invited to curate a show. That's one of the things that I feel that Emerge is doing very well. That it's not only teaching in the studios in the making process, but also bringing other artists to curate and show their expertise or show their knowledge, their racial knowledge, into bringing other artists to show what the techniques that they're being taught are look like in a professional like level.
Let's go back to Jenny.
I was just going to say that this is one of our favorite new pieces of the program that we started doing is the guest curator program, and we're going to actually add 3 months of that into our programming for 2019. It went really well with Ronaldo, and just you know, Emerge is not my space, it's the community's space and it's these artists' space, and so we don't want to see the gallery just have my voice, my vision, but continue to bring in other vision into the gallery. And so by, you know, these artists that we're working with, they have extremely good ideas that we want them to share with the public. So it's I think, exciting for myself and for the team at Emerge, but also for the artists. You know, we've heard a lot of really great feedback opening up these 3 months, inviting guest curators in 2019 to come and, you know, just think up a great show to have in the space.
And art wouldn't make much sense without people, so come on in and visit Emerge, because we definitely need people to come in and see the work.
Yeah. I've been here with members from Emerge Coeur d'Alene, Jenny Hegsted, as well as artists Alexandra Yosub and Reynaldo Gil Zambrano. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.